Om Sri Sai Ram. Dearest Swami, on this joyous occasion, we, your children, have gathered at your lotus feet to express our heartfelt gratitude. Swami, 5 years ago, in May 2010, you christened the project as Vidya Vahini. On countless occasions, you have guided, instructed, and it is only through your grace that the project has grown to cover 90 schools. Tireless efforts and sacrifices to show us the way, you made your life an eternal message to all of us. As a school-going boy, you planted the seeds of spiritual quest in the hearts of little ones and elder alike. Droplets of nectarine wisdom then, to a few classmates around, now flows far and wide, drenching the hearts of over 27,000 children and 1,800 teachers. Realizing the privilege of having received not just quality secular education, but also the practical spiritual truths, the youth men and women have dedicated their lives for the welfare of society. The core purpose of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini project is empowerment of teachers, upliftment of schools, deeper involvement of parents and society for the blossoming of young hearts. Dearest Swami, on this momentous occasion, celebrating the mission of 90 years of selfless love, 5th year anniversary of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini, we humbly offer our expression of gratitude through a song that encapsulates the essence of the unique project that keeps us together for you. The song has 4 stanzas that explains the 4 pillars of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini. The first stanza is about promoting the spirit of inquiry to achieve balance between knowledge and skill, thereby leading to deeper insights. The second pillar embodies a journey of constant refinement leading to character development, which has been captured in the second stanza. From occasional happy moments to experience the everlasting ananda and to share with one all is the third stanza. To commit oneself with the indomitable will for the cause of society is the fourth pillar that calls for participative action. Sa vidya ya vimuktaye. True education is that which liberates. As we remind ourselves of this eternal truth, we shall light the lamp of wisdom and offer the song of gratitude.
Yeah. Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering prayerful and loving salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Esteemed trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, esteemed officials of the Trust, our chief guest, Sri K. N. Radhakrishnan sir, dear principals of over 90 schools who are assembled here, teachers who are the most revered ones for all of us, and most importantly, our dear, dear children who have displayed exemplary behavior over the last few days in this beautiful Prashanti Nilayam. Dear brothers and sisters, a very, very loving Sai Ram to all of you. It's a moment of great significance to each one of us who are assembled here, because it marks a very important milestone in our journey of love towards Swami. The small stream of inspiration that Bhagwan had started 5 years back with a new name called Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini has today grown into a magnificent river that gives inspiration, insight and joy with active participation to nearly 90 schools across India. The 19 states through which the Vidya Vahini program, through which this Vahini flows, are blessed. And we know that each school that we are participating with will very soon become lighthouse schools. Schools that will show the way to other schools around them. The dream that Swami has given each one of us is to ensure that every Sai school becomes an ideal, becomes a torchbearer, becomes a lighthouse for other schools to emulate. And towards this one-pointed focus, towards this one-pointed goal, we all shall continue to strive. And as we continue to strive on this path, as we continue to work towards a wonderful vision that Swami has given all of us, on the way, we have found wonderful partners. Right in the beginning, we found TCS aligning themselves with us. For the last 5 years, Tata Consultancy Services has been supporting the program through intellectual acumen that they have got. And as we moved ahead, as we went forward, we have got many partners. But over the last 1 year, we have had the good fortune of working with a wonderful team, which we considered to be a separate team earlier, but now has become one with us. The ownership that they have shown, the part of the complete oneness with us that they have displayed, the access that they have given to us, telling that at any point of time, we are available to you to pick our brains, to work together, to think together, to take steps towards better and better quality together. The freedom that we have received from your team, sir, has been tremendous. And this team has been the TVS Motor Company team. It is our great honor and privilege to put it, to offer it at Bhagwan's lotus feet, that Swami, we are grateful for the wonderful people whom you have put, you have got in touch, with whom you have made us come in contact with. We are grateful, Swami, for the new brothers and sisters who are continuously joining us. It is a great honor to request our dear Chakravarti sir to please come and felicitate Sri K. N. Radhakrishnan sir for the wonderful contribution that we have been receiving from his team. Sairam. Swami's grace. This was a coincidence that I am able to be here. Swami's blessings, part of this journey, in close association with Vidyavahini. I have a few thoughts which I want to share such an auspicious occasion. I have structured my thoughts into 5 key points because there are volunteers here, teachers here, wonderful children here. Of course, Swami's blessings with all of us. Education is the most important foundation for transformation of any country. All of us remember the very famous Sanskrit sloka, Nacha Chauraharyam, Nacha Rajaharyam, Nacha Badabhajyam, Vidhyadhanam Sarvadhanal Pradhanam. We don't have to worry about Vidhyadhanam. Nobody can take it from us. No Raja, no government can say that we have to pay tax on education. Nobody will say that it has to be divided within the siblings. Also, we don't have to worry that somebody is going to steal it. Most importantly, when we look at any economy which has developed, the key foundation is education. And what a wonderful thought from Swami few years back to start this journey of Vidyavahini. I think the title itself, it flows like a river. The more it flows, much good, much better for the society and people. The most important point, what I have seen, organization lives for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 5,000 years. We all know about Fortune 500 companies. But if you look at that list, companies keep changing the names. Many companies don't live more than 100 years, 50 years, 70 years like that. But what Swami has created, the values and the philosophy, is amazing. I do not know how many yugas this organization will continue. Because that is the foundation. And I always remember whenever I come here, one key point from Swami. Manava seva, madhava seva. Whatever little we can do, each one can do. It is not necessary that we have to earn quite a bit. Whatever you earn, whatever you do, you share,
You do something good every day to somebody who is needy. And in that, education is the most important thing. If you are able to spend 1 hour every day, spending some time to help those people who need support, that can transform. So that is the foundation on which we are all standing in this hall. I always remember many a times running an organization, Swami's Grace, we have come a long journey. But what is most important is every little improvement makes a huge organization. Every droplet of water makes the ocean. I know all of you know this, but these are fundamental, simple principles which keeps any organization alive. Most important thing I have seen in the last 1.5 years association with Satyajit and the entire team, what a selfless team. What amount of volunteerism. Amazing. Actually, it transforms us. When we work in an organization, we think we know everything. But when I join this team and work with this team, you are not planning for any returns. See, we as a company look at quarterly results. There are so many people asking you questions and you have that inspiration that you have to beat the competition. You should be better than the competition. But here you come, you learn a new skill, volunteerism. Again, Swami keeps saying, you do your duty. Don't worry about the returns. I think amazing. I think thanks to this entire team, thanks to Giri sir, because this opportunity I got it, coming here, but I commit to Swami, Swami's grace, that I'll be associated throughout my life in this journey of Satya Sai Vidya Vahini. For every journey, there has to be a vision. What is our vision? By Swami's 95th birthday, we should have 950 high-quality schools. Quality is very important. 1998, when our group won the Deming Prize, I came here along with our chairman and Swami asked me, what is it you are going to talk about? I said, total quality management. I never knew that Swami can spend a lot of time on total quality management. He spent more than half an hour talking about total quality management. I can tell you the last 10 years which we worked with the Japanese companies, Swami put it across in 3 statements to me. Quality is everything. Without quality, there is no journey. And quality can be seen the way we speak, the way we listen, the way we handle people, the way we help them, coach them, guide them. Amazing. Because total quality management, the key theme is involvement of everyone. There is no difference between employees. There is no hierarchy. You know, there is a beautiful statement. In an organization like ours, we have 10,000 people, 10,000 hearts, but one heartbeat. Amazing. This is alignment. That is what I learned from Swami, the simple definition of 10,000 people, 10,000 hearts, but one heartbeat, TQM, total quality management. What is so special about this program? I think it is completely 360 degrees. Today I know children, it is like one day match. You want to score better and better marks. But children, marks is only one thing. Okay? 30 years of my experience shows what you learn, how much you apply in your day to day. Sometimes you reflect, why did I learn certain parts of engineering at all? But don't misunderstand me that you should not study. We should study. But over and above study, what I have seen in this is, there are 4 fundamental C's. Classroom, campus, corridor, community, and above all, Swami's students I have always seen, what an amount of integrity, what an amount of values and ethics. Integrity, values and ethics, without that, there is no education. And dharma always wins. And it is challenging. If you have to adhere to dharma and travel that journey, it is not going to be easy. Very difficult, very challenging. But that faith, what this Satisahini Vidyavahini program brings in, you are all lucky students, whoever is going to be part of this journey. Two fundamental foundations over and above the value systems what Swami has built as an association here. Volunteers and teachers. Many a times we ask, which eye is important, left eye or right eye? Both eyes are important. You will understand the importance when one is not there. So both volunteers and teachers, you make the difference. When I attended first time on training and development, there is an American society. One fundamental question was asked, who is the most influential person in shaping up somebody's career, somebody's life? And the research shows there are two people who are equally important. One is the immediate supervisor. Another one is the teacher. Nobody else. So look at the way this conceptual thinking of Vidyavahini. The one side volunteer, one side teacher, together first influence the mind of the parents. Because most importantly, the key influencing factor here is to get the buy-in of the parents. So there is a role. Once you get the parents involved, these three pillars, volunteers, teachers and parents, make a huge transformation for the young child to move into a responsible citizen. A responsible citizen. Most important thing I have learned, this is my final point. There are three fundamental pillars if you have to get this vision successful. Total quality management, alignment and integration. I don't know how many of us seen building a temple, stone temple, because there are very types of temples today. You go there, you will find that each person is doing pillar. Somebody is doing the main pillar, somebody is doing the sub pillar, somebody is doing the foundation, somebody is doing a... Each one will be chiseling and they will not be talking to each other. So you stand there and talk to each one. What are you doing? Many a times, in our own organization, I have asked somebody in R&D, what are you doing? He will say, I am developing an engine. Somebody will say, I am doing this. I am doing better sales in my area. Somebody in sales department will say. But you ask these people who are building the temple, they will say, I am building Ganesha temple. I have never seen somebody saying, I am making this pillar. That is alignment. What is our objective? 95th birthday of Swami, Swami's grace, 950 high quality schools in India. That is our overarching goal. Whether we work in any part of India, and India is a very, very complex country. We have different religions, different languages, different habits. What works in one area may not work in the other area. So it's an amazing country. Alignment, the power of alignment is one heartbeat, many hearts. Who is the controller? Swami is controller. He is setting the rhythm and pace. And we can leave it to him. We are all lucky that somebody is setting the pitham and race, and we are all going to run according to that rhythm and pace. Will this journey be easy? Definitely not. It's going to be really challenging. Starting 950 schools with so many volunteers, teachers and complete buy-in of the parents and the children are not going to be easy. Is the mission impossible? Absolutely not. Why? Swami is there. I've always realized that in this journey, there is some superpower above us who is always there guiding us. He knows how to get over the obstacles. But that passion has to be there within every one of us. I am very pleased that this team is using the fundamental principles of total quality management, especially the root cause analysis. Many a times, We don't look at the root cause. We take some peripheral causes and take the decisions. And that is where we land up in problem. But this team is sincerely, I find, they are reflecting relentlessly, very flexible, amazing. These are not easy characters which I have seen in people. Reflection and flexibility. Amazing combination. Many a times people will be very, very rigid. They don't want to listen to anybody. They don't want to take views from others. But that doesn't mean that we have too many views. So there is a central organization which crystallizes everything, distills everything, and then permeates. Regularly permeates. The most important thing in alignment, top to bottom, whether you take the organization head to the lowest person, the teacher, the student, everybody resonates the same principle. What is the result? This will be the best education program which will bring and build India. Believe me, standing here, not only India, because Swami is the best embodiment of love and brand I have seen. Whatever is going to be successful, I can promise you, there will be huge demand from all other developing countries on the same Vidya Vahini program. May God bless. Okay, before I conclude, I just wanted to summarize. Vidyadhanam Sarvadhanal Pradhanam. Number 2, volunteerism, most important. Equally, Guru's grace and involvement, teachers. Number 3, we are all standing on the strong values and foundation Swami has built throughout his life and even now. And it is going to live, I don't know how many years, how many generations. 4, complete dedication, complete quality management, alignment and integrity, self-reflection, making Vidya Vahini a great success. May Swami's grace be always with us, and may we be a part of building a great citizens of India. Thank you. Sai Ram.
Thank you very much, KNR sir, for your words of inspiration. As I said before, to all of you, dear children and dear teachers, someone who is so deeply immersed in creating quality in the country, someone who is totally involved in day-to-day activities of running a huge corporation, for him and for his team to spend time on reflecting about a project that is close to their heart is something really commendable. And we thank you, sir, for your constant support. It is a great honor again to seek Swami's blessings to inaugurate the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini exhibition called Savidyaya Vimuktaye in the Purnachandra Auditorium. The dignitaries will now proceed to the Purnachandra Auditorium for the inauguration of the exhibition. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Sai Sharanam Baba Sharanam Sharanam
Don't. Yeah. विद्यादायिनी Bhagavate.
Prema Maya Sai, Prema Pradata.
के साई परती के बाबा तुम हो हमारे प्यारे साई बाबा शिरडी के साई परती के बाबा
Krishna Sadguru Deva. स्वर्गस्थलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु।
Thank you.